Lord Kazan, you should probably use your talent to get us out of here.
Smedri talents were something of a mixed bag. Every member of the Smedri bloodline had their own unlikely and unpredictable power. I like things to be solid, trustworthy, repeatable. If not those things, then at least stabbable. The talents were none of those things. You can never tell what you were going to get when you engaged one. Kaz had a talent for getting lost, so he could probably get us out of the hybrary before it exploded. I didn't know where we'd end up, but virtually anywhere would be better than here. Kaz pulled a briefcase out of the penguinator and brushed off some fragments of glass. Then he looked back at me, wearily. All the others were staring at me.
What?
The talents don't work anymore. Alcatraz broke them.
He broke the talents?
Alcatraz's talent is the most powerful and terrible of all. He breaks things. But to break the talents themselves? How would that even work?
You're kidding me.
Afraid not. None of our talents are functioning anymore. Haven't since the battle for Mokia.
I shouldn't have been so surprised. Leave Alcatraz with a bucket of purple paint, and you'd find him not only with a broken bucket, but with a pile of blue paint on one side and red paint on the other. He'd be covered in it too, most likely. Honestly, sometimes my charge to protect the Smedris felt a lot like babysitting a bunch of three-year-olds. I should probably have been happy. Smedris without talents should be like marginally less chaotic three-year-olds, but they were also less likely to get us out of here before the library exploded. So maybe they were more like three-year-olds now that I thought about it.
All right, what are our options?
Explode?
We all glared at him.
What? It is an option.
I retreated farther beneath the stairs as another librarian airship flew overhead. On second glance, though, it looked like this one had been commandeered by a group of dinosaurs who were flying it in a zigzag pattern toward the hole in the ceiling. If they saw us, they didn't return to help us. Useless dinosaurs.
We need a vehicle.
I've always thought of Folsom as one of the less annoying Smedris, in the sense that one incessantly ringing alarm clock can be less annoying than another. Though I was going to miss his talent for dancing really poorly if the remaining librarians stopped panicking about their bottle caps long enough to notice that we didn't belong there. I glanced at the shaking ceiling.
I don't know if we have time to go searching. This whole place seems like it's going to blow.
No, it's not that kind of self-destruct mechanism. My former friends might be evil, but they wouldn't want to risk blowing up all the people in Washington, D.C. when their library self-destructed.
What then?
Oh, I suspect that the mechanism will fill this place with magma. We won't explode so much as melt.
Wonderful.
So, what do we do?
It did seem to be getting hotter in here.